Now be recorded.
All right, it's 1:30 PM. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Code Administration Task Meeting of October 6, 2023. First order of business is to provide a little context in terms of our teleconference process. Be aware of background noise. It's obviously amplified through electronic equipment. And be aware, please keep your device on mute. If you're on a phone, do not put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until I offer the opportunity. I will offer opportunities at the appropriate times. Please state your name each time you speak, and public comment opportunities will be offered throughout the meeting at the right times. And TAC members, please, in addition to stating your name and speak when making and seconding motions, offer your name as well. All right, well, let's determine first that we have a quorum. Commissioner Brown?
Yes, if you would, Jeff, call the roll.
Yes, sir. All right, Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Goyette, Michael? All right, Bob Boyer?
I'm here.
Very good. Shane Gerwig? Okay. I understand Jack Morrell, are you here for Michael Garacio as a designated alternate?
Yes, I am. Jack Morrell, present.
Okay, I didn't see. Could you speak one more time?
Jack Morrell, present, standing in for Michael Garacio.
Right, just trying to figure out where you are on the screen. There's a couple not identified. Okay. Commissioner Marker, Gray?
Present.
All right. Kyle Sawchuk. Kyle, I see you're here. So I'm going to mark you present. And Commissioner Tolbert. Tim, are you on? All right, let me take one more look through on those who didn't respond. Commissioner Boyer, are you on, Michael? Shane Gerwig. And Tim Tolbert.
We'll be just a couple of minutes late.
All right. Well, we have five of eight, so we do have our quorum. So we're able to conduct business. We have representing DBPR, Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mona Donnie, Marlena Peters, and Justin Vogel. And I am Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. Commissioner Brown, if you'd like to go ahead and get the approval of the minute agenda in the minutes and then bring it back to me, if you would.
Yes, you've been provided a copy of the meeting agenda today. Is there any changes or corrections that need to be made to the meeting agenda today? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, same. The ayes have it, so the approval of the meeting agenda has been approved. Jeff?
Mr. Chairman, I believe we have another member. Well, Kyle, I already have Kyle's presence. I thought another person had joined, but he's already been accounted for. So, Mr. Chairman, go ahead and do the meeting minutes, if you would, ask for a motion.
Sure. You'll notice on the agenda that we have a link to the meeting minutes of October the 6th of 2022. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? If not, is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve, Boyer.
Second, Marker.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. The ayes have it, and the minutes have been approved. So I'll turn it back to you, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All right, I'd ask for everybody's undivided attention for a couple of minutes. I'd like to explain the procedural sequencing that we're going to be using for this deck statement. First, Justin Vogel, the Commission's legal counsel, will address the Broward County Board of Rules of Appeals motion for leave to intervene and the petitioner's request to strike questions 1 and 6 in the petition. After that, Justin will provide staff's analysis on the petition. TAC members will have an opportunity for clarifying questions regarding staff's analysis. Clarifying questions, of course, are restricted to seeking clarification on something you don't understand. It's not an opportunity to express an opinion or a comment. Then we'll have a petitioner's presentation on their petition, and they'll have 10 minutes total for that, and that will be strictly taken accounted for. I'll provide a 1 minute warning, allow the petitioner to know when they need to start wrapping it up. Then we'll have TAC member clarifying questions if they had any for the petitioner. Again, questions should be restricted to seeking clarification on something you don't understand, not to have express an opinion or a comment. Then the specific question, whomever the TAC member addresses the question to, in this case, like the petitioner will respond only to the specific question asked. There'll be no point, counterpoint, or elaboration of their arguments regarding the petition. In the interest of fairness, I will strictly enforce this provision. Next, if the question seems to be a long time in the answering, I'll make a determination that the question appears to be adequately answered. I'll confirm that with the TAC member, and if they don't have any follow-up questions, I'll move to the next question, or if there's no additional questions, on to the next step in the process, which would be the Broward County Board of Appeals presentation of their response to the petition. They'll have 10 minutes total as well. I'll provide a 1 minute warning. TAC members can then ask clarifying questions if they have any for Bora. Again, same rules apply. The question should be answered specifically and only. No opportunity to expand on one's arguments or any point counterpoint to what's been said. And again, I will make sure that that's done fairly. Okay, after that, we'll have regular general public comment. Anybody from the public who wishes to comment will have 3 minutes for our normal procedures. And that concludes. Commenting is done from everybody. We'll come back to the TAC for their discussion and recommendation to the commission on the petition. Does any TAC member have any questions regarding the process and the sequencing that we'll use for this?
Mr. Blair? This is Jack Morrell.
Okay, Jack, go ahead.
I will be recusing myself from this matter, as I am employed by the Broward County Board of Rules and Appeals.
Okay. Justin, you need to say anything in that regard?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay.
I think that we're fine.
All right. Okay, so let the record reflect that Mr. Morrell will be recusing himself on the vote on this petition. Okay, well, I reviewed the process. Justin, if you would first address the Broward County Rule of Appeals motion for leave to intervene and the petitioner's request to strike questions 1 and 6. We'll dispose of that, and then we'll move on to your analysis on the petition.
Sure. So, TAC members, as Jeff mentioned, we received a motion to intervene from the Broward County Board of Rules and Appeals. The chairman of the commission will rule on this motion at the commission's meeting in October, and the TAC does not need to make any recommendations about that issue this afternoon. Petitioners filed an objection to the request to intervene and has also asked to drop two of the questions from the petition. I don't think that there is a good way to disentangle the different parts of the petition as it has been presented, and I don't think that it makes any difference with respect to whether the commission can ultimately issue a declaratory statement. So I'm going to be going ahead and addressing what was presented in the original petition and the associated memoranda.
All right. Thank you, Justin. Then why don't we go ahead and hear staff's analysis on the petition.
Sure. So the petitioner alleges that Broward County has adopted local administrative amendments to the Florida Building Code, which contravene various provisions in the chapters of Florida statutes that deal with the practice of architecture, engineering, and construction contracting. Petitioner further alleges that Broward County's local amendments were improperly adopted. Petitioner seeks a declaratory statement from the Florida Building Commission, which would, one, declare Broward County's local administrative amendments to be in conflict with state licensing law, two, prophylactically prohibit local authorities from interpreting Florida Building Code provisions in such a way as to violate state licensing law, three, create a definition for the term administrative amendment, 4, state whether local governments must provide a fiscal impact statement when adopting a local administrative amendment. 5, rule that Broward County improperly adopted their local administrative amendments. And finally, 6, resolve an alleged paradox between the provisions of Section 101.2, Florida Building Code Building, 7th edition, in Section R101.2.1 of the Florida Building Code Residential, 7th edition. The tax has been provided with a copy of staff's analysis. Now, I'm not going to read through the entire thing right now. In summary, staff recommends that the commission decline to answer the petition on the grounds that it's asking the commission to approve or disapprove the conduct of persons other than the petitioner, to address past conduct, and to make legal determinations about topics over which the commission lacks jurisdiction. And with respect to the alleged paradox in the code provisions, fails to provide sufficient information about any proposed project on which the commission could base an analysis. I've read through the pleadings from both parties, and I'll just note that there are assertions and submissions from both sides that I do not necessarily agree with, and which I think may misunderstand some of the applicable law, and I suspect that some of the TAC members may feel the same way. However, the initial thing to focus on here is not what each party is right or wrong about, but rather the threshold question of whether or not these issues are the proper subject matter for a declaratory statement in the first place. I don't think that they are, and I've laid out why in the staff analysis. I think that there are clearly other remedies and almost certainly more appropriate venues that are available to the parties, and that the commission should decline to answer the petition. With that, I will be available for any questions that the TAC may have throughout today's proceeding.
Thank you, Justin. TAC members, do you have any questions to Justin, Commission's legal counsel, regarding his analysis on the petition and the recommendation? Okay. Well, as Justin said, you certainly will have opportunities later in the meeting as needed to ask him the questions whenever you need to. Okay, then we'll move on next. Next is the petitioner's presentation. I've got my timer. I'm going to allow them 10 minutes. I'd ask you to state your name and your representation, and then proceed with your presentation. I'll give you a one-minute warning. I ask you respectfully to please honor the time commitment of 10 minutes, which is much more than we generally give. And for that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Jack Butler.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I am Jack Butler, the petitioner, and I'm the managing member of Butler & Butler, LLC. The petition, in its present modified form, asks you to complete 3 tasks. All 3 begin with the phrase, help me understand. All 3 involve things that you already know but require formal clarity. I disagree with Mr. Vogel that you cannot strike questions 1 and 6 from the petition and thus will not address them in this presentation. The first task is to help me understand the meaning of 4 terms used in statute and the Florida Building Code. I can break this down into 2 parts. The first part asks about the differences between local administrative amendments and local technical amendments. These are terms used in Florida statutes that assign certain duties to the Florida Building Commission, where there are differences both in how the amendments are adopted and how they are subsequently reviewed. Florida statutes provide a definition for a technical amendment as being anything that makes a technical change to the code. That definition, of course, begs the question as to what is a technical change to the code. Under Florida law, a plans examiner may only check for compliance with the Florida Building Code and any local technical amendments. This restriction suggests that anything that must be contained on construction documents and other items included in the building permit application constitutes a technical requirement. Altering these technical requirements at the local level would seem to be accomplished by adopting a local technical amendment. Beyond that small insight, however, I do not see anything that provides the desired answer. The second part is to help me understand the 2 key terms of special conditions and additional construction documents, as they are used in Section 107.1 of the Florida Building Code Building, which says, where special conditions exist, the building official is authorized to require additional construction documents to be prepared by a registered design professional. Some jurisdictions had interpreted the term special conditions to be established by size or cost threshold. In its motion to intervene, Broward County says it is sufficient that the project is located in Broward County to trigger special conditions because the county is in a high-velocity wind hazard zone. However, I don't see how this could be a special condition, since the Florida Building Code specifically addresses the needs of such parts of the state. Broward County also seems to argue that additional construction document really means all construction documents when a special condition threshold is met. I reference these examples only to demonstrate that there are currently many different definitions being applied in the field for these two terms. The terms are in a building code adopted by the commission through the rulemaking process. The commission must know what they mean, as there is clearly some specific intent behind their inclusion. The second task is to help me understand the local amendment adoption process. As I said earlier, there appears to be different processes established in Section 553.73, Parent 4 of Florida statutes for adopting administrative and technical amendments at the local level. At least two places in that subsection, it provides for the Florida Building Commission to review local actions to adopt code amendments to see if they comply with the prescribed process. This says to me that the commission must know what the process is, and because the processes differ for administrative and technical amendments, the statute also supports my request for guidance on the distinguishing characteristics of these two amendment types. I offer what I believe to be the answer in my memorandum, so you may answer this question by simply saying I got it right, or by marking it up to correct any errors. The third and final task is to help me understand how you want to apply Chapter 1 of the FBC building to the residential project guidance contained in FBC Residential. A simple reading of these two documents presents a paradox. Section R101.2.1 of FBC Residential says, the provisions of Chapter 1 Florida Building Code building shall govern the administration and enforcement of the Florida Building Code residential. But when you go to Chapter 1 of the FBC building, it says in Section 101.2 that single-family residential projects and such other project types are exempt from the scope of that document. In other words, it appears to be saying that Chapter 1 of FBC building does not apply to residential projects. Again, both documents were adopted through a formal rulemaking process conducted by the Commission, so there is clearly some intent behind the wording of these guiding statements. I just need your help to understand what it is. I need to also emphasize what I am not asking you to do. I am not asking you to pass judgment on any local amendment anywhere, not even in Broward County. I use them only as an example to demonstrate both the existing controversy and my need for a declaratory statement that will help me understand what you expect us to do to comply with Florida statutes and the Florida Building Code. As I and the staff point out, there are other processes that apply if I want you to judge a local amendment. I also am not asking you to help me formulate some sort of legal strategy for how to contest Broward County's local amendments. While it is true that Florida statutes provide remedies for affected parties to seek a review of local amendments, any consideration of seeking such remedies is far down the road from where we are today. I am a small business person without the resources to wage legal battles with well-funded and well-staffed local governments. So why am I doing this? I was made aware of the correspondence Mr. David Frank had with Broward County, which I subsequently addressed in a letter to their attorney. That letter focused on question one, which is no longer part of the petition. But later, as I thought about the issues and did further research, I realized that there were several key aspects to the local amendment process that I did not understand. As a result, there are really three motivations for the petition. First, I'm a formal local government manager who has both drafted and applied local building code ordinances. I now do that work as a consultant, work that will require me to advise my clients on the local amendment adoption process. I also provide advice to members of the American Institute of Building Design, where I serve as the chair of the Codes and Standards Committee. Other people depend on my knowledge, so I need to get it right. Second, in the process of my exploring the questions later posed in the petition, I realized that there could be serious personal repercussions from my ignorance. Our winter garden home is featured on an Instagram-hosted website. People often ask me to sell the house plans to them so they can build it in other jurisdictions. Imagine, for example, that I unknowingly sold the plans to someone in a jurisdiction where the plans have to be signed and sealed by an architect as a result of a local amendment. The purchaser applies for the building permit and is told the plans are not acceptable. The customer then comes back to me and complains about the product I sold them. Everyone is unhappy. This is not good business. I need to understand the rules so I can formulate a business strategy that will allow me to have happy customers, and that means being able to comply with the Florida Building Code. Lastly, I serve on the ICC's Affiliated Industries Committee and have qualified to take the Florida Building Officials exam. I need the answers I seek to help me be a good servant to the public. Broward County's motion to intervene complains that I'm trying to get a bright line as to the meaning of certain ambiguous terms. They are quite right. The Florida Building Code is a collection of bright line rules that tells people what they need to do with significant specificity to ensure consistency. I seek your help in adding to the quality of guidance provided in those documents by answering a few questions. I do not see how continued ambiguity and uncertainty serve anyone. I thank you again for your time today and yield the balance of my time.
Thank you, Mr. Butler. Before we proceed to the next step, I understand that Commissioner Tolfer has joined the call. Tim, you're on the call, correct?
Yes. My apologies for the delay.
Please mark caller number 3 as Tim Tolfer, please. All right, so we have 6 members now present. So has any other TAC member joined the call and wasn't part of the roll call? Okay, then with that, TAC members, does any TAC member have any clarifying questions, something you don't understand about the petition as presented by the petitioner, you'd like to ask the petitioner? Okay, and if something does come up later, of course, you're free to ask at that time. All right, thank you. Then what we'll now do is turn to Broward County Board of Rules and Appeals. We'll offer you the same 10-minute opportunity as a collective. So I see there's multiple people there. It's not 10 minutes each, it's 10 minutes total. I'll provide the one-minute warning as well. Whoever speaks, please introduce yourself by name and representation, and I'll start the client. So whoever from Broward County is going to start off, please do so.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And my name is Charles Kramer. I believe it says on my screen, Brad Weiss, who's one of my partners here, but that's not me. I'm Charles Kramer. So I just want to make that clear for the record. You know, insofar as the petitioner's request to vacate, or he's no longer seeking opinion for questions 1 and 6. Questions 1 and 6, we appreciate that, and we've responded accordingly in our petition for intervener, our motion for intervener, so I'm not going to spend more than 10 minutes on what could have been the 30 or so pages that petitioner's initial brief contained. Thank God. But we will, as far as addressing the other issues are concerned, want to say a few things. So first of all, I just want to make it clear before I forget this. Petitioner said that we're complaining that they're asking for a bright line rule. That's not exactly true. What we stated in our brief and our petition for intervener was that they're asking for a bright line rule to assist in the course of litigation. So the second half of the sentence, apparently he forgot to say that. And that's what we're objecting to. We're objecting that this forum and the commission be used as some kind of a special counsel or legal advocate for Mr. Butler and whoever his clients are. Going back to the remaining questions that Mr. Butler has, you know, we would state that they failed to state, as far as question 2 was concerned, the petitioners failed to show or even claim that any anecdotal evidence applies to the petitioner's particular situation. We show the petitioner 28-105 and the commission. They're asking for a DEX statement by the commission that local governments must comply with Florida statutes. That's axiomatic. That's not a basis for a DEX statement. A DEX statement is something to resolve a controversy or answer questions or doubts concerning applicability of statutory provisions, rules, or orders over which the agency has authority. There's no controversy in the statement that local governments must comply with the law. And so far as the request for technical amendments, administrative amendments, he's asking for some kind of a definition of the following. I think, first of all, that's such a broad category. I think that amounts to rulemaking. We have provided petitioner on our response for our motion for intervener, we provided copies of the BORA forms that have to be filled out and state specifically how an administrative amendment is arrived at, how you promulgate it, And the same thing with technical amendments, and he indicates all the steps in there. So he had asked for the process. We provided that. That's for both of them. As far as the special conditions are concerned, the special conditions, it's set forth in Florida Building Code 107.1.1. It states that the building official may request a registered design professional prepare, sign, and seal plans under special conditions. And petitioner briefly stated, they acknowledge that Broward County is in an HVAC, high velocity hurricane zone. So that would certainly be, as legislative recognized, that is a special condition. We state that a special condition is something that's not typically found in the construction setting. It's something like an HVAC designated county, or it's otherwise not readily definable or identifiable. Even petitioner can't say, well, what he thinks the special condition is. So he's can't show that he's got some clear, present, or current controversy. He doesn't even know what the definition of that is. So we're saying that special condition was left in a generality because it may be one of any hundreds of things. It's too broad, and you can't say, well, we're going to pin it down. I believe he cited soil condition, slope conditions, or fenestrations that didn't comply with code. Well, those are a few examples, but to pin it down and try to say, well, a special condition is this. It's like the definition of a reasonable man. There's innumerable possibilities and something that's not readily definable. We stated that question is improper, that this commission respectfully cannot answer that. Excuse me. Insofar as additional construction documents is concerned, it's the same line of thinking. Additional construction documents are something that's determined by the building official, where they determine that they need further clarification for something. And to say, well, we're going to limit it to these number of pages, because I think Mr. Butler stated in his petition that it could be anything from one or two sheets to the entire submittal package. Well, we would state that that's what's required, and that's what's required. It's not something that you can't put a stamp on and say, well, you're limited to 10 pages, you're limited to 12 pages. He also contends that he states additional construction documents that may be required cannot be a wholesale replacement for the regular set of construction documents, and which for specified structures, and these are his words, may be prepared by unregistered design professionals or owner builders. And that's important that you recognize that. He added the prefix unregistered design professionals. That's something that came up. It was inextricably intertwined with question one, which Mr. Vogel caught, that this argument, this 25, 30 pages of argument on registered versus unregistered design professionals, the petitioner initially stated that they were, by inference, a registered design professional. That's not true. They're unregistered design professional. Florida Supreme Court's already defined the word professional as someone with a four-year degree plus the additional experience. And petitioner represents homeowners or draftsmen who are not professionals. They don't have a four-year degree. There's no Florida requirement for registration, for licensing for these people. So that argument fails. And similarly, the argument to state that you've got to limit additional construction documents also fails. Question four, and I'm trying to go through these because in reviewing the initial questions provided by petitioner, and then the subsequent response to staff memorandum, there seems to be new questions posed in the response to staff memorandum that weren't even included in the original petition. So we're trying to kind of wing it with what the petitioner just stated and what he provided in his response to staff analysis in conjunction with what we determined were going to be his questions. So getting back to that, we stated that his question four was improper for declaratory relief. He asked the commission for a rule on how to determine whether a Broward County amendment is administrative or technical. Underlining strategies to formulate theories of litigation. No matter what he says, if you read his brief, that's exactly what he's asking for. He was asking for assistance and how to proceed with any claims against Broward County, essentially. With regards to clarify the requirements enumerated in 553.73, subsection 4, that apply to local administrative amendments. There is no restriction in 553.73 subsection 4. It's pretty straightforward that that local municipalities may enact more stringent requirements to the code. And that's been the law. It's the law. There's nothing that is contrary to anything Broward County is doing. And Petitioner essentially, I think this is really the heart of his argument, is that 553.73 does not determine or that Broward County is entitled to make more stringent requirements. And that's simply not correct. So we stated this was contrary to already enacted legislation. And by asking for any change in this or clarification, the words are clear enough. It's recognized in the code, and we state that the commission doesn't have the authority to step in and provide a definition of that because they're already stated. And at this time, I don't think I have anything else to say. Like I said, we have provided our statements in the motion for intervener, but so many of these questions have now been changed starting with the beginning of the meeting here. So I have nothing further to say.
Okay. Well, most of your time is gone. There's about a minute left. Does anybody else representing the board have, want to speak for the 1 minute that's left? Okay. I'll take that as a negative. Okay. Thank you both for your presentation. Has any other TAG member joined the call, the meeting, since we took roll call besides Commissioner Tolbert? All right. Does any TAC member have any clarifying questions that they would like to ask of Mr. Kramer representing the Broward County Board of Rules and Appeals?
Jeff, I only have a question for Justin, our legal counsel, if it was appropriate.
Yes, sir. We'll take that in just a second.
Sure.
Does anybody have anything to ask of Bora? Okay, then. If it's okay, Mr. Chairman, I'll go ahead and just take any other public comment and then come back and I'll start with your question. If that's all right, that will open up our discussions. Keep
sure.
It sort of at the table. Very good. Okay, is there anybody else from the public, not representing Bohr or Mr. Butler, who would like to make a comment at this time? If you would, please state your name, your representation, and you'll have 3 minutes. All right, going once. Twice, thrice. Okay, now we're back to the TAC. The rest of this meeting will be only at the TAC level. And we're going to start off with Commissioner Brown's question to Justin. Commissioner?
Yes. My question is this. Is there anything that you heard in the testimony from both parties today that would change your opinion about the appropriateness of us, of the committee's response to this petition? Has anything changed?
No, Commissioner Brown, my opinion remains the same.
And that opinion restated is simply that we do not have standing or justification for responding to this petition. Is that, in my words, is that?
Yes, for all of the reasons that I laid out in my introduction and which are present in the staff's analysis.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just as an aside, so what staff is recommending in the form of, framing in the form of a motion is that the Code Administration TAC recommend that the Florida Building Commission adopt staff's analysis and to decline to answer the petition on the grounds that the questions deal with subjects outside of the Commission's authority, address actions taken by other entities, and are not the proper subject for a declaratory statement from the petitioner, given the facts presented. That's the proposed motion. So we'll open it up to the TAC for discussion and or a motion.
Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I guess my discussion would be, in my view, this more than likely would be more appropriate to ask the question of the Attorney General for an opinion, especially with dealing with possible. I guess they're saying that we have an overreaching jurisdiction, and I believe that the proper avenue would be the Attorney General getting an opinion.
Thank you. Are there any other commissioners that want to comment or have a question?
TAC members, or does someone wish to make a motion?
I would move that the committee adopt the motion as stated by Mr. Blair.
I would second. This is Boyer.
All right.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Then the motion is passed favorably. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I believe the vote would be 5-0 in support with Jack Morrell having recused himself on the basis of his employment as an employee of Bora. Just so we're clear on that. Okay, I think we're ready, Mr. Chairman, just to see whether there's any other general public comment and then anything to attack, and then on for you to adjourn the meeting if there isn't any other comments.
Yes. Proceed, Jeff.
All right, is there anybody from the public who wishes to make any general public comment? All right, does any TAC member or staff have any comments they'd like to make? Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it to you to adjourn us.
Okay, well, thanks, members and presenters today for your attention to detail, and we appreciate your time. And with that, the TAC will stand adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.